This is KUT. If you've ever tried to park in downtown Austin, you probably found yourself circling the streets a few times before you found a spot. The city of Austin is exploring some changes to make more parking available during peak traffic time, and that could mean cutting back on free parking hours. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The idea behind these proposed changes is that how we charge for parking drives the rate of turnover in those coveted street spaces. Right now, drivers have to pay for downtown street spots from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Wednesday. Metered hours run until midnight Thursday through Sunday as more people head to downtown destinations. Robert Spiller is the director of Austin's transportation department. He recently sent a memo to the Austin City Council that proposes extending metered hours to midnight on Wednesdays.
And so really the goal is to encourage people to use parking garages, to use the parking on street appropriately for short-term parking, and then turn over so another customer can be available.
Now, overall, this proposed change may seem like a small piece of the parking puzzle, but it's part of a larger plan that the city says will improve the driver experience. A 2015 study by the Austin Transportation Department found that downtown street parking is more than 85% full on Wednesday nights. Spiller says Wednesdays have essentially become part of the weekend. If we charge for parking, we can expect higher rates of turnover. That could mean more customers for nearby businesses. Barring any other changes to parking fees, Spiller says extending metered hours on Wednesdays would raise roughly $400,000 in one fiscal year.
And those funds go back into the downtown and surrounding city transportation systems. And so a lot of the pedestrian amenities in downtown, the sidewalk repairs, the more regular sweeping and stuff is paid for using those parking revenues. So it goes right back into the system.
Spiller says for those who work downtown, the city offers a cheaper option for parking in the evenings. Eligible employees can use the Waller Creek Center garage on 10th Street for a monthly fee of $35. Spiller's proposal cites a recent study commissioned by the Downtown Austin Alliance, a nonprofit coalition of local businesses. Jeff Tumlin is with the San Francisco-based Nelson Nygaard Consulting Associates, which conducted the study. He says the proposed Wednesday change is a step forward.
The next step, though, is the most important one, which is taking the pricing of parking, frankly, away from the city council, and instead having the city council establish policy for the pricing of parking.
Rather than having council members sign off on hourly rates, Tumlin says the idea is to set the price of parking based on demand and allow it to fluctuate somewhat. The ultimate goal is to achieve about 15% available spots at any given time, and that could mean setting different rates in different parts of downtown.
Our recommendation, again, is that the price be set at the lowest price that achieves the availability target. And so that means it'll be more expensive in the core of the downtown than at the edge. In fact, at the edge, probably the right price is free, particularly during off-peak times.
Robert Spiller with the Transportation Department says he plans to present the proposed Wednesday change to the Austin City Council early this year. Saida Hassan, KUT News.